Radiophobia.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, have you got any phobias?
No, I got a box of granola and half a box of Cheerios.
No, phobias, stuff you're scared of.
Well, what are you talking about,
well,
Jesse?
Well, a phobia is a fear of something like heights or a crowded room.
Who's afraid of a crowded room?
Well, now, here's an article about all kinds of phobias. Like it says here that some people suffer from macrophobia.
Macrophobia?
Yeah, that's the fear of being around large groups of sesame seed buns.
Well, that's weird.
Well, all problems are weird.
Well, now, ain't there any phobias that make sense?
No, that's what makes them phobias. They're fears that don't make any sense. They can't be explained, but they scare some people.
Well, snakes scares me.
Yeah, but that's logical. Now, here's one called radial phobia.
Radial phobia?
Yeah. Now, that's the unusual fear of waking up in a motel in Memphis in bed with a snow tire.
I've been to Memphis.
And Susan Anthony phobia. Now, that's a rough one.
Ain't she on a dollar?
Well, now, that's an unnatural fear just among men of being stranded on a desert island with 12 militant feminists over the age of 65.
I don't really understand that article.
Now, this is good here. Now, listen, it says that it's a common fear among males under 30 years of age, especially in the Detroit area. It's called Chryslophobia.
What now?
Well, Chryslophobia is the fear of backing into the hood ornament of a 1936 Plymouth.
Well, Daddy had a 36 Dodge.
Oh, Sam, I don't think you understand phobias.
Well, I ain't sure that
well,
I do.
Well, ain't you scared of anything? I mean, do you have a fear that never really happened?
Well, now that you mention that, I suffer from hostess phobia.
How's that?
Well, every morning when I come to work, I get about 3 blocks from the station, and I have this fear that we're out of Twinkies. Leon, are you afraid of anything?
A hare? Yeah, I'm afraid of a lot of stuff. Bulls, skunks, and one Uncle Sadie's dog.
No, you afraid of anything that don't really happen, I mean.
Huh?
Like stuff you imagine.
You mean in my dream?
Well, kind of, I guess.
Well, I got this one dream that keeps coming back. A dream that I'm preaching in the biggest Baptist church in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah?
And in the middle of the sermon, one of the deacons asked me the names of the three wise men, and I say Curly, Larry, and Moe.
I don't think that's right, is it?
And everybody starts laughing, and they get up and everybody leaves.
I wonder what phobia that is.
It ain't no phobia. It's a bad dream.
Well, what was their name?
Ain't sure, but one of them's named Marvin.